This is the Truth Radio Network. It's the Truth Radio Network. Your home for compelling Christian news talk with an edge. That's when that song came out, Joe. 1986. If that was the land of confusion back then, according to Phil Collins and all of us who were alive at the time, we lived it. That was the land of confusion back then. Boy, it's got to be something off the charts now. Anyway, hey, welcome into the show, everyone. I was thinking as the song went off the air, if that was a land of confusion back then, wow, what do we call it now? Anyway, Joe, how you doing this week, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a beautiful day here in Kansas. And, yeah, Jay, that's an early case of predictive programming.
Yeah, amazing how that works, huh?
Yeah, amazing how that works. It's just a sign of the times, people, just a sign of the times. Nothing new under the sun, grant you, but, you know, just a sign of the times. So, I just hope and pray that you are prepping and taking care of your family, your pets, your neighbors. Nobody's an island, can't do it alone, blah, blah, blah. Get ready, people.
There's another one, yeah. But hey, hammer home, and at the very least, no one will have the opportunity to say, oh, well, you know, I never heard a warning. Well, hey, guess what? You're hearing it. You've been hearing it. That feeling of restlessness, uneasiness, that sense that something in the world just might not be right. If you get that feeling, that's you worrying about yourself and your preps and your family and if everything's going to be okay. First of all, you know, get right with God. Everything's going to be fine. But then you got to get through everything. You got to get through everything. How do you get through everything? You
exactly.
Be prepared before it
exactly.
Comes out. So we've got a couple of lists we want to go through today. It wouldn't feel right, Joe, if we didn't give our regional weather reports here. It's beautiful spring weather here in Michigan. We had 73 one day and 71 the next day, and it hit 59 today. And it's almost 20 degrees above normal temperatures for this whole week and next week as well. So it's beautiful spring weather here, man. I'm enjoying it because there's no snow on the ground.
Hey, you're going to get in trouble with the host, you know, none of those nasty four-letter words. We're enjoying some really good weather here, and I just hope we don't end up with a relapsed fall that turns around and kicks in on us.
Yeah, here in Michigan, it's bound to happen. You know, we're probably gonna get more snow before you know, summer hits. It's inevitable, most likely. I mean, at least it's inevitable for somewhere in Michigan to get more snow for sure. But for me, down here in the southeast part of the state, there's a decent chance that we'll at least see some flurries or something. So, old man winter, he's always sneaky. He's always sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
He's always lurking around that the first budding bush or the first budding tree and says, not yet. And speaking of trees and plants and everything, right now while the weather's warm, Joe, would be a great time for folks to get out and start prepping their garden if you're going to do some gardening, you know, because especially here. And if you had a mild winter like we did, you know, the ground is pretty soft. So you can get working on the ground and get a good head start on your crops if you plan on planting this season.
Exactly. And beautiful time to do it, people. Let's hope spring has sprung and, you know, we don't end up with a weather or winter weather relapse. But, people are going to start having garage sales and so forth. So do the right thing. Go pick up good stuff cheap. Did I get cut off?
No, you didn't get cut off. I cut myself off, as usual. There's always,
okay.
Always doing something. It's a great point. Go ahead, you know, check your sales. We talked about that last week. But what if you don't have a lot of money, Joe? What if you don't have a lot of money? You know, there's a lot of ways that you can stockpile things for, you know, cheap, little,
exactly.
Next to nothing.
all you need is the space to store them, and you know, if you have extra time, go barter your time for equipment or services. There's nothing in the rules, regulations, and ordinances that says that you cannot barter your time for services from another person. Unless it's a prostitute, and make sure she's got her health card.
Oh, send your emails to Joe at. that's yours, buddy.
that's not a problem. I'm sure that there are prostitutes out there that you know, need to do some prepping also. And truthfully, I have more respect for a prostitute than I do for any politician, because they honestly sell something that they own.
Well, yeah. There's a joke that goes along with that. I thought that's where you were going with that.
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of.
At least with the prostitute, you know, you're getting screwed, you know, when you compare to government. That was the joke I was thinking.
Yeah, well,
anyway.
That's pretty much what our one-word description of our government is we're a prostitute for the banking or the oil companies. You don't take your choice which oligarchy you want to, you know, hook your wagon up behind. It's a big joke.
Yeah, so stockpile for free, Joe. Right off the top of your head, man, what are some freebies that you can stockpile in your area?
In this area, there are all kinds of, in farm country, there's farms. They're not really harvesting right now, so there's not an overabundance of seeds or wheat or milo or whatever out there right now. But it's in bins. It's sitting in bins, and got to get transported at some point in time. But, people need to prepare. Start with five gallon buckets, some rice, bouillon. You want flavored rice, some gravy packets. Rice gets pretty boring night after night. Same rice, salt. Maybe a little bit of butter if you can find it, but don't sell your spices short, people. There's a reason why spices were worth their weight in gold, plus because food without them is bland. Your food is more enjoyable if it's palatable, and doing the same thing every day, I couldn't handle a McDonald's Big Mac every day, you know, I think in about a week and a half, even while I was in school, it grossed me out.
I did, when I was, pretty much just about four or five times a week when I worked there as a youngster, 16 to 18 years old, I ate McDonald's food just about every day. Oh, every day that I worked, and I worked, you know, like I said, four or five days a week. So I got my fill of McGarbage a long time ago. But stockpiling stuff for, you know, free or next to nothing, Joe, I mean, there's always things that you can do in my area, you know, go out and collect. There's all kinds of always firewood and whatnot laying around. Hey, there's a lot of folks that drive around scrappers, you know.
Yeah.
And you can always do that, you know, that kind of thing, and repurpose and recycle the stuff. There's tons of ways to prep for next to nothing spices, Joe, like you said. You know, you go into your McRestaurant, whatever your favorite fast food place might be, and they got the bins of salt and pepper. Well, you grab a couple for your French fries or whatnot, And the ones you don't use, you put them aside. You put them aside, and if you go there frequently, which I hope you don't, but unfortunately, I know a lot of people do. Put them aside, and eventually, you'll have a nice stockpile of those spices. I mean, they're there, they're available to you. So don't throw them out, is what I'm saying.
What I did notice.
Knock, knock. I'll call you later.
Okay. All right.
I gotta go to work.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, hang on.
Okay. Traveling salesman at Joe's house. He wants to sell him 72-day supplies of food. 72 days. 72 hours. Anyway, dumpster diving. You know, I don't recommend this for a lot of people, dumpster diving, for the simple fact that in some ordinances, many municipalities have ordinances, rather, where it's illegal to dumpster dive. And then besides that, dumpster diving could get you hurt, or the owner of the property itself where the dumpster is located might not want you doing it. You might cause a problem. So I mean, I would stay away from dumpster diving, personally. I mean, if you want to take the risks, they're all yours to take.
Yeah.
Put aside money.
It's better to prep now while it's easy than to attempt to prep later when it's not. And that falls back to the non-prepping skills list that we covered a few weeks back, Jay.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. Everyone has some skill that can be easily exploited, and I'm talking about by yourself. You can easily exploit the skill for your gain in a barter situation. Everyone has at least one skill that they can otherwise get paid for. But what if you can't get paid? Well, then you got to work out a deal with your neighbor. Say, for instance, Joe, you're a good mechanic, and I'm a good landscaper. You don't know which end of a lawnmower is up, and I couldn't tell you a box wrench from a socket wrench. So what do we do? Well, I come to you with the idea, hey, Joe, I'll cut your grass and take care of it like I take care of mine, as long as you maintain and do the upkeep on my vehicle like you do yours. So we're trading our services. Now, being a good mechanic might be the only thing that Joe knows how to do, and being a good landscaper might be the only thing that I know how to do. But we're still able to take those skills and work out some kind of a deal. And if that doesn't work, hey, maybe Joe, you might know somebody that needs lawn work done or lawn care done. Or I might know somebody who needs a mechanic.
People need to realize that skills and knowledge are something that you carry with you. I mean, that's something that nobody can ever take away from you. Those are your assets. It's far easier to learn them now while you can, and while the internet is abundant and free, joke there, you take advantage of all this free Wi-Fi that you can absorb and, glean some knowledge. There are hundreds of thousands of prepper videos on YouTube alone. Check your information. Find good resources. Survivalblog.com is an excellent source for all kinds of prepping information. Regardless of your level of prepping, you will learn something there.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorites as well. I go there mainly to scroll down and get the economy news first. And then I'll, go through the other stories for the day. But I usually go there first to get the economic story, because it's usually a wide variety of articles with no particular slant. One way or another, right or left or whatever. So pretty good news source for me, but the prepping information is invaluable.
Exactly. Mr. Rawls does a really good job and has for years of keeping the public informed on the potential, the hazards that we face on a daily basis. So prep and plan accordingly, people. We're giving you all kinds of little hints here. The only thing about dumpster diving is either do it in pairs or get permission from whoever owns it.
Make sure it's not illegal in your area.
Yeah.
You know, well, yeah, things like that.
In a grid down situation, I really pretty much wouldn't worry about whether it's legal or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, see, in a grid down.
Or worried
yeah.
about the owner. Because
well, this is stockpiling. This is stockpiling for cheap or for free. But in a grid down
yeah.
situation, you're right. And chances are, in a grid down situation, there wouldn't be anything in that dumpster of any value because the smart folks would have picked it clean by the time you got there.
Exactly. Traveling in, or working in pairs, one person keeping an eye out for you outside of the steel box. You know, extra eyes and ears, hello. While you're knee-deep in somebody else's kid's Pampers and stuff, they'll be outside just snickering at you. I'm glad I'm not digging through that stuff.
Yeah.
But, check Craigslist. Check your local paper. All the time, people are running free ads, and
right.
Don't be afraid to you know check with these auctioneers, you know, after they do estate sales, because some of this stuff doesn't sell, and so they just you know they price it accordingly. I mean, $20 for whatever's on the flatbed of a truck,
yeah.
and if nothing else, you've got a half dozen boxes of books and old silverware and stuff like that, and it's all worth money, people. You know.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. It's all worth money. It's all worth something. What the old saying is, one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Exactly.
And that's true. I mean, that is very, very true.
It is. It is very true. But, you know, prep and plan accordingly, people. If you're taking prescription meds, have some on hand. Get yourself a good 30-day supply. And if it's serious medicine, it's time-sensitive, rotate your stock so you always put the newest stuff back. That way, if you can't get, then you still have some. Hints?
Yeah, so good. good suggestion, Joe. People don't listen. Hey, people don't listen.
Yeah. Well, you can lead Hoss to knowledge, but you cannot make him think.
Right.
And I've had farmers get upset with me. Well, that's not a fair statement. I said, well, yeah, it is. I've known you for a long time. It's very fair, and I'm being more than just polite. But that's okay. Yeah. If you have a chance, now would be an excellent time for you to start your garden, presuming that you don't have 2 inches or 2 feet of snow on the ground. Get your seeds, heirloom seeds, people. If stuff goes bad, you want to be able to take your seeds, dry them out, and use them next year. A lot of these genetically modified hybrids and stuff do not produce any growable seeds. So you may get a killer bumper crop this year,
yeah.
but you ain't got nothing for next year. So prep and plan accordingly, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. Definitely. And stock up on your seeds. You know, if you store them right, seeds will keep.
Oh, seeds will they pulled seeds out of the Great Pyramid, and the wheat seeds they germinated out, and they're growing. There's actually one of Egypt University's horticulture department's got a big huge crop of ancient wheat, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I was looking over this article and reading through some of the comments after the end of that article. And, you know, that's what I really like about prepping websites, the ones that allow you to post comments, because the readers always have great suggestions, great comments, great things that the author didn't even think to add to their list. And I'm just going through there, and a lot of that stuff, freecycle.org, you know, it's a good website, Craigslist you mentioned, garage sales and yard sales, flea markets, especially if it's a weekend flea market and it's a Sunday afternoon, a couple hours before closing, and there's some items laying around that you think you might be able to get a good deal. I'll tell you what, you can bargain around closing time, because there's a lot of things after a long couple of days sitting out at a swap meet or a flea market. There's some stuff maybe the seller might not want to load back into their truck or car and take back home, so you can get some deals on it. You know, be patient on things like that. I've seen it happen.
I've seen people load up after a swap meet at an old drive-in, and at the end of the swap meet, people were dumping everything on their display tables just so that they could grab the display table and haul it back into the back of their truck, and left everything else right there in their cubicle or whatever you want to call it, their selling space. But some great, great deals at the end of the shows, but don't wait too long, you know, because somebody who's doing the same thing may, you know, be watching, and hey, he'll get a great deal before you get the great deal. So
yeah, right.
Watch and prep planning accordingly. But some great, great finds out there, and some good bargains to be made. But haggle. It used to be an art form. When I was in Egypt, it's part of the barter. You could always recognize somebody who'd never done any haggling. The guy would tell them a price that was three times what it's worth, and they'd say okay, and they'd pull out their wallet and start to pay. Heck with that, I'm the next person in line. I ask him what he wants for it, and then I turn around and I offer him half or a quarter, and he knows that, you know, okay, this guy plays the haggle game.
right.
And it's an art form, and it's, you know, what the seller tells you the first price is actually what he wishes he could get out of it, not what he'll be willing to take. So remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point, Joe. You know, I was thinking, what is when you're out and about, what would you consider a treasure that you were find, or kind of deal that you would run across? You know, say you got a, for us who were here, spam for 50 cents a can or some deal like that. I mean, what do you look for when you're out, or what are you happiest?
What would be the brick stopping my truck in the middle of the road to pull over and grab for my bug out bag?
Yeah.
Foldable legs that I can put in my bug out bag.
Okay.
It's a joke. I dabble in a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It could be nice yard tools. It could be somebody's old wood hand cutting tools, a nice set of old, well cared for socket wrenches. There are a lot of deals out there, but medical supplies, I would say, is number one.
Mine, for me, would probably be tactical surveillance gear.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me there were toys out there, too.
Yeah, anything. If I, you know, no, seriously, I do like to save money. Actually, I like to get the most out of my money, let me put it that way. So I do hunt for bargains. But my favorite thing is going to the department stores after season clothing sales and getting your clothes for the following season. Like, you know, August, early September here in Michigan, you get all the summer clothes on sale. Save them for next
right
year.
Now your winter,
winter
right
jackets.
Right now your winter coats are on sale. You can go down and pay half price for the most recent upgrade of North Face, camping gear and so forth. Those prices are going to be dropping because they got to make room for this new year's coming stock. There's a lot of great prices out there, especially your winter boots. You're talking half price, a third of what normal prices are on your boots and stuff out there. Grab them now. Make that dollar last. Stretch it out. As my mom used to say, I want to hear George scream.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You want to make George scream or hear George scream? Yeah, that's funny. I agree with that. Sorry, go ahead, Joe.
No, my mom would drag us out to garage sales, and that's where I learned garage sailing. I learned antiques. I learned antique glass. I could keep going, but furniture, I mean, some really neat pieces that people didn't even have a clue of what they were, you know. Oh, well, it's just a end table. No, that's a 1800s prayer table, dummy, you know. Sure, I'll give you $2 for it and then go home and spend $8 for stripping materials and another $10 for stain and urethane and turn around and put that out on my porch for $100 and people will be stopping by to grab it, you know. There's great deals out there. Just, you know, be wise.
Yeah, but, you know, to be fair, in this day and age, if it's not on a smartphone or some kind of app, then it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Simple as that. It's as simple as that. It doesn't matter if it's not an app. I'm joking. I'm teasing. But, I mean, we're not at that point yet, Joe. We're not there yet. But you can see, man, how technology is really kind of taking over people's lives. But there's a lot of good things you can do with technology. Like I said, the websites, you know, Craigslist and FreeCycle, your local classified ads section for, like Joe said, the free ads for free stuff. You know what's really, and I wanted to mention this earlier, and it just popped back into my head. I'm so glad it did, too, because it's a rarity in my neck of the woods. I'm a big city, but when you get out to the smaller town life, one of the things I absolutely loved listening to on the radio was these swap meet shows, radio shows.
Oh yeah,
we call in. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's three or four on every weekend where you're at, Joe. But for me, man, I would have to drive 70, 80, maybe 100 miles on an AM station. You know, it's just a rarity for me, and they're so cool to listen to because people always have good advice on those shows. It's they call and they want to sell something or they want to buy something, and the host gets them engaged in talking about something, and you just pick up so much knowledge. And I don't have the opportunity to hear those kind of shows around me, Joe. But I mean, go ahead, man. I'm sure you got plenty of them around you.
Oh, yeah. No. There are people out there who, are having a worse time than you are, and they're trying to unload house and, lighten their load. So, it's really neat, some of the old-timers calling, and they share a little bit of knowledge and, and why they want this specific item and that they're looking for instead of something else that does the same kind of thing. But, they've got, their preferences and, what works, how's that old saying go? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's the one. And, there is one of those shows on the radio here, but it's actually not here. It's based in Canada, so close to Windsor. In the northern part of the northwestern part of Ontario, it's a lot of wide open, farming. And anyway, they have a show on one of the AM radio stations, but it's not the same listen to because I can't, I won't go over there and, do any deals or anything, it's restricted to just Canadian citizens, but it's fun to listen to, but it's just not the same. It really isn't, man, because, Canada, who wants Canadian stuff? Send your emails, Jay. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. It's Canadian people. Canadian folks are wonderful people. Love the beer. Canadians make good beer.
Yeah, that they do.
I'm not a prude or anything. I like to have a beer once in a while. I know alcoholism is a problem for a lot of people. and I don't mean to make light of it.
I'm an alcoholic. Some people know that, some people don't. But I do occasionally have a beer. I have a beer. I socialize, pay my tab, and walk out the door. I could say no altogether, and have quite a bit. That's why I only drink, a beer here and there. But it's not like it used to be for me, I'm glad that the Lord's taken that away from me.
Amen, brother. I've struggled with it, too. I'm sure a lot of folks have struggled with alcohol. I've got to the point, where I quit drinking completely for 10 years. And now I can sit and enjoy a couple beers here and there and be fine with it, But that got so bad for me, Joe. When I was young, I talked about this on air quite a few years ago, a couple times. I had an accident drinking and driving when I was 23 years old, 23. And I hit 3 parked cars, left the scene, and don't remember anything. I remember getting arrested, getting pulled over about a mile and a half away from the scene. But I don't remember anything that happened as far as the impact or me leaving or anything. I just thank God that I didn't hurt anyone,
Amen.
Cars. We've all struggled with it. Nobody is perfect. None of us are perfect. And it's great that Joe, the Lord took you out of it, got you away from it, and the same for me. And he can do that for anyone, for any problems.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And Lord has helped me immensely with my back pain. I have good days and bad days, I know that, just something I got to go through. I'll deal with it now, So it's, like I said, it's a lot better now than it was. So can't complain. All I got to do is say thank you, Lord Jesus. You're right, Jay. There's a reason why alcohol is called spirits, because people who are weak don't have control over influences that are trying to influence them. So prep and plan accordingly, please, people.
So, Joe, we didn't talk about it today, and I was trying to steer clear of it, but we got to bring up politics.
The running of the clowns. Okay, good.
We have to bring up the running of the clowns. The circus was in town this past Tuesday, and to my surprise, Hillary Clinton lost here in Michigan to Bernie Sanders. A very slim margin, 50 to 48, I believe, was the margin percentage-wise. Record turnout for this primary, over 2 million people, over 2.5 million people, I believe, statewide. So that was a record turnout for here. And that just tells me one thing, brother. Folks are fed up. Folks are getting antsy. They're peeved. They don't like the way their government is being run. They don't like the direction of their country. And I'm not endorsing any particular political candidate here because I don't think there's a good one amongst the bunch, but people are engaged. People are, mobilized, I guess would be the term, to get out there and vote. And it's funny. It's funny that, when I try to tell someone that these issues that they keep bringing up, the main core issues, the immigration, equal pay for equal work, the economy, gay rights, these things are political footballs that they roll out every few years to just rile up the masses. But I tell you what's got me interested, I guess, is Bernie Sanders' popularity as far as, him being an admitted socialist and how many people are just, no biggie, I like what Bernie has to say. I'm fascinated by Bernie's popularity.
I think it's part of that great delusion that the Lord said that he would send before the end of times. Call good evil, call evil good. I think it's just a sign of the times and precursor to the writing on the wall, if you would. It's bread and circus, people. They put up the good illusion like you have a choice in the situation, and they'll select the best candidate for you. Don't worry. It's not how you vote. It's who counts the votes. Hint, hint.
Right. So let me get your prediction, Joe. I'm sure we've played this game before.
Joe's prediction. Joe will be writing in Jesus Christ for president.
Awesome.
And we're going to just leave it at that because truthfully, as the honest person that I am, I cannot vote for the lesser of two evils. To me, at that point, you have no choice. I mean, they're bad choices, so that you have no choice is the way I look at it. So I got to do what feels right for me, and I'll be writing in Jesus Christ for president.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you know what I'm going to do, Joe? I'm going to write my own name in.
There
you go. Throwing my hat into the political ring for president of the United States for 2016. I'm going to do it. I'm going to run on the coffee ticket. I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. I'm going to write in my own name. You know why I'm going to do that, Joe? Because at least there's one person that I can vote for with a clear conscience.
Exactly. And that's why I say, I'll write in Jesus Christ because none of these clowns have successfully coerce me into thinking that they can do anything to help this place. And, you know, that's just me. I'm a product of my environment, but I live and learn.
All right, that's all. We're all here to do that, brother. We're all here to learn. To learn. Speaking of learning, have you learned any new skills lately? And I'm not talking to you, Joe. I'm talking to our listeners. Have you learned any new skills lately? Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything major. Hey, learn how to put up a shelf. You know, do something. Get off your rear ends and start, you know, getting stuff ready. Joe, you know what I like to do in my spare time? Which I don't have a lot of, but I like to, and it sounds so weird, but I like to go through and go through everything I've got stored and condense it all down and get rid of stuff, not rotate, but just like a yearly, maybe every 18 months or so, just go through and reanalyze, do I really need this, or, you know, can I make use of this space better? And I actually have fun doing that. Because the reason why I like doing that so much is because I clear up space, and you know what I get to do with that space? I get to cram more crap in there. Sorry, go ahead, bro.
Yes. No, I do the same thing. And when I do it, extras and multiples of gear that I already have, those items become pass-along items. Some I'll get rid of now, some I'll get rid of later on. But there are items that I can turn around and pass on to somebody who is in need. And, you know, so it's, I do the same thing. And, yeah, it's kind of fun. And you can get, I just stop and think, well, I don't know what I was thinking when I put that in there. But if I pull it out, which I really, because I really don't need it, you know, that's 4 extra pounds and space that I have where I could put some actual food or, you know, or tools or clothing in there, you know. But, yeah, exactly. It's a good process to go through, house cleaning.
Yeah, absolutely. For in your garage, in your shed, wherever, your basement, wherever, that's always a good idea. Do spring cleaning. Speaking of that, Joe, I got that coming up. Man, I'm going to have a load of stuff to do this spring, having just moved last year and didn't really get a chance.
Well, I'm going to end up
a major spring cleaning last year. Oh, boy, going to have fun this year. That's all right.
Yeah, no, I'm going to end up having to do the move thing this spring, and I'm not looking forward to it, but, yeah, at least it's just down the street, I hope.
Yeah.
But, no, my mother wants to go back to Washington State, so... to get her moving so she's not sitting here waiting for her house to sell.
Right.
I'm getting her out. And I'll be turning around and fixing this place up a little bit. Not a lot to do, just time consuming. And turn it into a rental. And go from there. But, yeah, I'm not planning on the spring cleaning part or the packing and unpacking. Heck, I still have boxes from 15 years ago in storage here that I haven't opened.
Oh, great.
I know what's in them, you know. I mean, once you mark the box and you know what's in it, I mean, you don't have to go diving
exactly.
back into it.
Exactly.
And, it just becomes the bottom row for the base of boxes that you put up. But, spring cleaning, for the most part, the dogs, they live outside and in the living room and play around in the yard. but my living room just gets so dusty. Open the windows, turn on the fan, start with a weed blower.
What, are you on a dirt road? Are you on a dirt road out there?
No, I'm not. It's just, well, the kids, the backyard is, well, it's partially grass. And
Gotcha.
So, yeah, so when it rains, they pick up and bring in, and no matter how many times you mop the floor, you still end up with dust in the air, blah, blah, blah. Anybody who's got dogs knows what I'm talking about. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, just be careful with those fur balls and don't use any hairspray on them. They will ignite.
Yes, they will. Oh, boy. That's fun stuff. Fun stuff. Don't try this at home, kids.
Yes.
Don't try this at home.
But, yeah, no, it's better to prep now because you're solving a lot of problems. You're making things less stressful for yourself and your family later on. You're not waiting in line for your MRE and two bottles of water. You're not going to, if you do prep, you're not going to have to sit there while your children are suffering because they don't have any food and are looking at you and going, why, Daddy, why don't we have any food? So please prep and plan accordingly. Please. And wow, Jay, flew by again.
You know, it always seems to do it. Oh, speaking of time flying by, don't forget to set your clocks forward this weekend, people. Folkses. You get to lose an hour. But, hey, you get to wake up to sunshine. No, you don't.
No, spring forward, fall back. At
yeah.
1 o'clock in the morning, you advance your clocks to 2 o'clock. And you don't get an extra hour of bar time.
Here, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, here you do, because it would have normally been, you know, 2 o'clock anyway. So, yeah, they do allow it. The only reason why I know that is because I used to work in the industry for many years. So I do remember that even when we fall back and get the extra hour, that doesn't affect the bars. It's still 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, so the bars around here don't change. Now, after they close, yeah, the hours change. The hours reset,
yeah.
You know. But while they're open, you know, you don't get an extra hour when the clocks fall back and you don't lose that hour when you spring forward. And at least that's how it is here. Now, it might be different in a lot of areas, you know. But, hey.
When I left Washington State, it was different. So, and here
they
in Kansas,
They just here about 2 years ago started allowing alcohol sales on Sunday mornings, because for years here you couldn't buy any alcoholic beverage, beer, wine, or liquor until afternoon, 2 o'clock noon on a Sunday. They just started allowing, you know, you have to buy a special license to do it though, to serve alcohol before 12 o'clock noon on a Sunday. So it's not haven't changed the law. They just allowed for people to pay more to do it before anyone else.
Yeah, exactly. Those are fallback from the blue laws that
right.
were created to create Sunday as the day of worship. And people, if you don't know what I'm talking about, look up what the Sabbath is. I know that tradition says that Sunday is church day, but words have meaning, so...
Right, you know, we can't even...
plan accordingly.
Yes, speaking of those old blue laws, there's no car dealerships open here on Sundays either. It's against the law for dealerships to be open on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Crazy
blue laws.
Yeah, they've they were well intentioned when they were put on the books, but
right.
Since then, you know, the actual reason why they were put there has long been forgotten and dumbed out of people's minds. So you won't find any reference to it in your history. Not unless you actually look, you know.
Right.
If it's not on Wikipedia, you know, it's not real. Because Fox News didn't have anything about it. I think you're full of BS. Well, go ahead. I think I'm full of BS.
Yeah.
But
you know what? That's
accordingly.
Yeah, that's what gets me, the blind sheepleism of a lot of folks. But yeah, you're right, Joe. Prep and plan accordingly. Hey, we're down to the last 3.5 minutes, brother. Go ahead and give a couple minutes for the last words, and I'll sign off and play a tune and go on about our day. It's pretty rainy and gloomy here, so I'm not going to be able to get outside. But thanks again, Joe. Great show this week.
Thanks, Jay. Great show. People, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, now is the time. Get to your quiet place. You know, it can be driving while you're driving your car. You know, just you know, by yourself. Check your email. Get out and pray, people. If you start talking to the Lord, He will talk back. So listen for that quiet voice. If you do not have a copy of the world's best prepping manual, get one today. It's called the Holy Bible. There's a lot of relevant information there, people. A lot of relevant information. Pray for your family, for your pets, for your neighbors, for the dummies that are going to show up and asking you, begging you to be feeding their kids. And, hey, look at it this way. You might end up with that non-prepper as an indentured servant. You know, skills are barterable items, and so prep and plan accordingly. Thank you, Jay, for letting me get out here and on the soapbox and try to inform people. And take care and God bless.
All right, Joe. Great, brother. Thanks, folks, for listening. Joe and I will be back next Thursday, 2 Eastern, 1 Central, in the afternoon for our show. We're going to give you a swift kick in your afternoon prepping talk show. We talk about just about everything. We pretty much did that today, Joe. Talked a little bit about everything. So we're always open to phone calls if you folks want to call in, 646-378-0749 between 2 and 3 Eastern time on Thursdays. Get us live. Ask us a question. Toss a joke. Just keep it clean. thanks again, Joe. Thanks for your listeners on Spreaker and here at Blog Talk Radio, SoundCloud. We appreciate it. Our website, www.thetruthradionetwork.com. I'm going to play a little bit of a tune on the way out. Take care, folks. God bless.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
This is the Truth Radio Network. The Truth Radio Network. Your home for compelling Christian news talk with an edge.